Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about getting out of your comfort zone. Are you ready to expand your horizons? Do you know easy ways you can make yourself a little uncomfortable and still feel good? Do you know the benefits of going out on a limb? Learn tips to get moving up and out of your comfort zone as we end our month focusing on a fabulous start to 2018. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. Come on, let's get started. Until I met my husband, I was always allergic to cats. And this is going to inspire today's episode. Now that we have three cats, I understand cats better. I didn't realize most of my life I was like a cat. I liked routine. I was afraid of change. I didn't do it very well. As I've gotten older, I've done a lot better with that. And while not completely being like, woohoo, I can get out of my comfort zone more easily and more often. Some ways I've gotten out of my comfort zone include public speaking. I used to be deathly afraid. I'm not kidding. I couldn't get up and speak to people. When I started my business, I joined a networking group, and you typically have 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, say your name and what you do. True story. First time I did this, I said, Julie Seibert, Healing Through Organization, and then I blanked. I was fortunate that the women were really encouraging and said, tell us what you do, and really, really a good place when I was first starting my business. One of the ways I was able to get over my fear was someone in my group said, I want you to come speak to my women's group. And I was like, oh my gosh, best thing to get me going. And I did it. They said, you have to eat before you speak. Church group, really great. And that gave me the confidence. And then I built upon that. I went to a friend that had a business and said, can I do a workshop in your store? And I now get paid to speak. I used to not have the confidence to go up and talk to someone. I would reach out and ask people to be interviewed. I asked Peter Walsh. I asked Bruce Lipton. I asked the Fly Lady. Those are well-known people. They all said yes. And I had quite a few say no, that's okay. But they wouldn't have said yes if I hadn't have asked. I never thought I could interview people, something I really enjoy, and I know I do it really well. Maybe it's because I'm older and I don't care as much. I figure the worst that can happen is someone says no, ignores me, I trip and fall. I'll survive it. This year, I'm hoping you will get out of your comfort zone more. There's a quote about something along the lines of, the sweetest fruit is out on the farthest limb. And I always think about that. That's one of the quotes that inspires me to get out of my comfort zone. What is your comfort zone? Our comfort zones are staying in the familiar and the same old routines. Or not being excited about trying something new. Most people stay in their comfort zone because it represents a pattern of minimal stress and rest. It gives us a false sense of security. All spiritual practices, to the best of my knowledge, will probably tell you that security is an illusion, as is most of life, but that's another episode. In 1908, psychologists Robert Yerkes and John Dodson shared that being in our comfort zone gave us a state of a steady level of performance. If we want to maximize our performance, we need to have some anxiety where our stress levels are slightly higher than normal. This is called optimal anxiety, and it's just outside our comfort zone. Too much anxiety and our stress adversely affects our productivity, and our performance takes a nosedive. What's your comfort zone? I'm going to encourage you to figure out what your comfort zone is in all areas: physical, health, mental, emotional, relationships, work, spiritual. Examine both your personal and professional lives. Use a notebook or app to keep track of your notes. Our minds are for thinking and creating, not remembering. This should be part of your life moving forward too. Write it down. You don't have to do all areas at once. Where do you feel you would like to change? What area is frustrating you right now? What is most important to you? Let that guide you where to start. Why would you want to get out of your comfort zone? As I mentioned a moment ago, it can increase your productivity. Without a little push, we tend to do just what we need to skate by. We lose our drive to expand our horizons and do more. We do a lot of busy work without doing a lot. Finding your sweet spot of getting out of the comfort zone can help increase your productivity. We deal better with change. I used to be like the cats. You can take controlled risks and challenge yourself. You can experience uncertainty in a manageable way. The more you do it, the easier it will become. Once you start stepping out of your comfort zone, it gets easier. You adapt to the optimal anxiety. That becomes more of a normal, and you can push until you aren't comfortable. What was difficult and used to produce a lot of anxiety becomes easier as you repeat it. It allows for increased creativity and power to brainstorm. New experiences, skills, and being open to new ideas inspire and educate us. Trying new things can make us reflect on our old ideas and where they clash with our new knowledge, and inspire us to learn more and challenge our confirmation bias, which is our tendency to only seek out information we already agree with. We as humanity would benefit greatly from doing that. Do you keep saying you'll get organized someday, but someday never comes? Are you overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted by your clutter? Would you like to save time and money while reducing your stress? Are you ready to be organized and decluttered in 2018? Our Get Organized 2018 Facebook Mastermind community can support you. Begins January 11th with special pricing. Find out more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com under Life Organization Masterminds. Come on, join us. A positively uncomfortable experience helps us see old problems in a different light and tackle our challenges with renewed vigor. Helps us age better. Our comfort zones tend to shrink as we get older. If we can keep expanding them, we'll open ourselves up to a greater fulfillment and improved well-being as we age. Studies have found that learning new and demanding life skills can help us stay mentally sharp as we get older. Untapped knowledge and resources. Who knows what you'll discover about yourself? I not only got over my fear of public speaking, but found out I'm really good and enjoy it. It was the same with interviewing and being shy, doing a show, doing a podcast. I'm good at it, and I enjoy it. How do you get out of your comfort zone? Do everyday things differently. Take a different route to work. try a new restaurant by throwing a dart on the wall, go vegetarian for a week, make a change in the way you do things on a day-to-day basis. Look for the perspective that comes from any change. Go with the flow. If things don't work out the way you planned, trust it was all in divine order. What can you learn from that? Slow down and get off autopilot. Observe, not judge, what's going on. Take your time to interpret what you see and then act. Think, don't just react. Trust yourself. Go with your gut. Go with your intuition. Instead of analyzing everything to death, check in with your intuition or gut, and then make a decision and move forward. Take baby steps. Small steps can lead to big change, and it's better than doing nothing. Dig deep. What's your fear? Figure it out, and then take steps to change that. Take a new class, read a new book. What have you always wanted to learn about? What sounds interesting? What excites you? Learn new technology. I am not a fan of technology. When I first started the podcast, I didn't know how to edit. I saw a kid who looked like he was 8, maybe he was 10, on YouTube, and he taught me how to edit, to create a little commercial, to edit a video, and now I can do it really quickly. Learn how to use a map. Turn off the GPS. When I lived in Los Angeles, there was something called the Thomas Guide. It was a big old thing, really thick. If you got lost, you pulled over, pulled out the Thomas Guide, and figured out what you needed to do to find where you needed to get to. Change up your routines. If you meditate in the evening, try doing it in the morning or the afternoon. Volunteer. This is a win-win. You change things up, and a good cause gets your support. Who would you like to help? How can you be of service? Do something physical to get you going. I'm listening to Tony Robbins right now, and he is like, get out of bed and exercise and do a power hour. I've started to do it, and I really enjoy it. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Brené Brown is awesome. Check out her videos. Check out her books. She is well worth taking the time to read about vulnerability and what she says. I encourage you to be vulnerable. I have a fantastic marriage because we're both willing to be vulnerable. Take a risk for you. My younger brother's a nut job. He did bungee jumping when he was traveling. I'm not talking about going bungee jumping if that scares you half to death like it scares me. Do something simple for you. It might be saying hi to a stranger. It might be making a cold call for your business. Take one little risk that you can live with. Get okay with being uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable is a part of life. You can discover new things when you're uncomfortable, a talent you might not have known you have. You might fall in love with someone because you smiled at them even though it made you uncomfortable. Begin to get familiar with that. Discover your fears and how to overcome. We boil it down. Our comfort zone's about safety and security. Not taking risks, not getting out of our comfort zone is about a fear. What are you really afraid of? What steps can you take to know that that fear isn't real? Dig deeper and then take steps to release your fears. Take actions from today's podcast. Examine your life and discover where your comfort zones are. Determine what area of your comfort zone you would like to do first. Record the benefits you will receive getting out of your comfort zone. Dig deeper. Can you figure out where some of your fear comes from that keep you in your comfort zone? Take small steps to move out of your comfort zone. Consider writing it as a to-do or setting a reminder on your calendar or phone. Next month, we're talking about love. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.